Greetings to all my Israelite kinsmen. This is part 5 of Believe. This study is covering all the verses that show what believe means and how it is used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Believe is found in the Word Studies menu. As we have seen in the Gospels and the book of Acts, the Israelites in Judea were under the influence of the false teachings and authority of the Jewish Pharisees, which had taken over the Levitical priesthood and were teaching a perversion of the Torah of Moses. That is why many were sick, walking in darkness, and believing in the traditions of men. The very same thing continues to this day in denominational churchianity, which teaches Judeo-Christianity, which is not the Christianity of Scripture. They are the walking dead, they are sick, and they believe in Haimi Jesus. They think they have the faith, and they do, but it's the faith of the Jews. Because faith is not a belief, it is a behavior. Faith is allegiance or loyalty, and their loyalty is to Satan and his Jewish children. Our faith, or rather our allegiance, is with Yahweh. We don't just believe, we have the belief. And praise be to Yahweh who has revealed these things unto his loyal remnant. Truly blessed are those who see and hear his word. We left off in Acts in part 4 and continue here in part 5 with Romans. Again, let me remind you that when the definite article the is used with G4102 pistis, it is identifying the belief.
Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Yeshua Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of Elohim. Paul was separated from the indoctrination of the Jewish Pharisees and was shown the true belief. Verse 2. Which he, Yahweh, had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Yeshua Christ, our Prince, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, who has been distinguished as a Son of Elohim with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received favor and a message for obedience to the faith, or obedience of belief, among all the nations, on behalf of his name, among whom are ye also called of Yeshua Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Elohim, called saints, favor to you and peace from our Elohim, our Father, and the Prince Yeshua Christ. First, I thank my Elohim through Yeshua Christ for you all, that your faith, or the belief of you, is spoken throughout the whole society. The whole world here is referring to the Adamic world of Jacob Israel, the known society. The belief of you does not mean your belief or your church's belief, rather the belief is spoken by you to your kinsmen. Verse 9. For Elohim is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of Elohim to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted, or encouraged, or summoned together with you by the mutual faith or belief, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among the other dispersed nations of the northern house of Israel. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, those who did not speak Greek, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Paul was chosen by Yahweh to bring the gospel to the dispersed nations of Israel, who forgot their heritage. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of Elohim unto preservation to everyone that believeth, or entrusts their being to Yeshua, to the Judean first, and also to the Greek. The Judeans were Israelites of the house of Judah. Many of the Greeks were Israelites of the house of Israel. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of Elohim revealed from faith, or belief, to faith, or belief. As it is written, the just shall live by faith, or belief. For therein is the righteousness of Elohim revealed, from belief to belief. As it is written, the just shall live by belief. Romans 2:7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are intrigued by evil and do not obey, or do not believe, or are willingly disobedient to the truth, but obey, or are persuaded to unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil, of the Judean first, and also of the dispersed nations of Israel. The Judeans first, because they had the law and should have known better, and of the nations, meaning the dispersed 10 tribes of Israel, because they were children of the covenant as well. Romans 2:17. Behold, you are called a Judean, and rest in the law, and make your boast of Elohim, and know his will, and approve the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident, or trusting, or persuading yourself, that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Paul is addressing Israelite Judeans living in Rome. Many Romans were of the house of Judah. He is speaking to those that are judging and condemning others and trusting that they are wise leaders, but their knowledge and instruction is only a form of the truth and not the truth. Just like today's preachers, believing they are serving God and teaching His word, when they are actually leading everybody into the ditch. Denominational Christianity seems like Christianity because they are reading the words but are not teaching the true word. Romans 3:1. What advantage then has the Judean, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every manner of way, chiefly because that unto them, the circumcision, which is the house of Judah, were committed, or entrusted with, the oracles of Yahweh Elohim. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief, or lack of belief, make the faith, or the belief, or even trustworthiness, of Elohim without effect? God forbid. Yea, let Elohim be true, but every man is a liar. As it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings, and might overcome when you are judged. The remnant of the house of Judah that returned to Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity still had the oracles and laws of Yahweh. They should have known better. The faith of God would be useless to the disobedient. If you are not believing in the belief, the counterfeit belief of God would be useless. In other words, believing in a Jewish Jesus is a useless belief. The context in the following verses is referring to the sacrificial rituals which expired when Christ died. Performing the rituals did not save anyone. It was a temporary atonement. It was there for the purpose of teaching obedience and was a foreshadow of the personal sacrifices we now make, which are performed basically by obeying the two great commandments, love Yahweh and love your kinsmen. Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of Elohim without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of Elohim, which is by faith, or through belief, of Yeshua Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, or are believing. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of Elohim, being justified freely by his favor through the redemption that is in Christ Yeshua, whom Elohim has set forth to be a propitiation through faith, or through the belief, in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of Elohim. Only our past sins are forgiven at the stake. We must seek to walk in Christ's example always. 2 Peter 1:9, but he that lacketh these things, meaning knowledge, is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time, Yahweh's righteousness, that Yahweh is righteous, and the justifier of him which believes, or the justifier of him out of the belief in Yeshua. Yahweh is the justifier of the one out of the belief of Yeshua. The belief has to be the belief. If your belief is out of some other belief, then you are not justified. Verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Meaning the rituals. Nay, but by the law of faith, or belief. We can't boast that we followed the law. We are supposed to. We don't boast when we stop at a red light. We are supposed to. We don't boast when we love our brethren. We are supposed to. Verse 28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, or belief, without the deeds of the law, meaning the blood rituals. Is he the Elohim of the Judeans only? Is he not also of the nations? Yes, of the nations also, seeing it is one Elohim which shall justify the circumcision, meaning Judeans, by faith, or belief, and the uncircumcision, meaning the dispersed of Israel, through faith, meaning the belief. The circumcision by belief, because they experienced the giving of the law in the Exodus. The uncircumcision through the belief, because they missed out on the giving of the law in the Exodus and must go through the education of it. Verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? Or through the belief? Elohim forbid, yea, we establish the law. Faith, or belief, does not void the law, it establishes it. Romans 4:3. For what says the Scripture? Abraham believed, or trusted, Elohim, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham trusted what Yahweh God promised him. Verse 4. Now to him that worketh, or performs rituals, is the reward not reckoned of favor, but of debt. This is because the rituals were the atonement of sin, the debt. The reward is from favor, not debt. Verse 5. But to him that worketh not, meaning who is not performing the sacrificial rituals, but believeth on him that must judge the impious, his faith, or the belief of him, is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man unto whom Elohim imputeth righteousness without the rituals, saying, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision, meaning the house of Judah, only, or upon the uncircumcision, meaning the dispersed house of Israel, also? For we say that the belief was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Paul is saying that even before Abraham was circumcised, he had the belief. Some of his descendants, whom Paul is speaking to, are those uncircumcised Israelites who were not dwelling among the circumcised. He's telling them that they are of the same kindred as the circumcised. Verse 10. How was righteousness then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Abraham was uncircumcised when he was going to sacrifice Isaac. Verse 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, or the belief, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, meaning the ones believing, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, meaning those that knew the heritage, but who also walk in the steps of that faith, or the belief, of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. Paul is stating that Abraham is the father of both the circumcised and the uncircumcised, the Judean and the Greek, the house of Judah, who returned to Judea after the Babylonian captivity, and the house of Israel, who are the dispersed 10 tribes, all of which are Israelites. Verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith, or belief. The promise to Abraham was given before the written law. The written law was given at Sinai, 430 years later. Verse 14. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith, or belief, is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith, or belief, that it be according to favor, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith, or belief, of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even Elohim, who quickeneth the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against expectation believed in expectation, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. Hope means expectation. Expectation of what? What is promised when we fulfill our end of the bargain, which is obedience to the belief? Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, meaning, and being not weak in the belief, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of Elohim through unbelief, but was strong in faith, or the belief, giving glory to Elohim, and being fully persuaded, or assured, that what he promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham was not favored by Yahweh because he followed the law, or the ritual of sacrifice, but because he trusted that what Yahweh said was true. He believed Elohim. He had the belief. Verse 23. Now it was not written for his sake alone that righteousness was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe in him that raised up Yeshua, our prince, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, or belief, we have peace with Yahweh Elohim through our Prince Yeshua Christ, by whom also we have access by faith, or the belief, into this favor, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the honor of Elohim. We must have the belief to access the favor. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Old man is a reference to the Levitical priests who performed the sacrifices in Judea. These blood ritual sacrifices were done away with at the cross because Christ was the last sacrifice. It also represents shedding our old ways and serving him renewed. When we put away unrighteousness, the old man, we are a new man, living by allegiance. Verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. Romans 9:29. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh of Sabaoth, meaning armies, had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom, and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the dispersed nations of Israel, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, or out of belief. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, or belief, but as it were by the works of the law, meaning the rituals. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The rituals were a stumbling stone. It created a wrong attitude towards the ritual sacrifices of just going through the motions, as if completing or performing an atoning ritual can save you. Paul was saying that the blood rituals became insincere, going through the motions of the ritual, but not being in allegiance in the right frame of heart and mind. Yahweh is less interested in the rituals and more interested in your loyalty. That is why just believing is also a stumbling stone. It's easy to just believe, and harder to perform the acts of allegiance. Romans 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be preserved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Elohim. Verses 2 and 3 describe the churches today. No knowledge, ignorant, and establishing their own path to righteousness, such as claiming they are saved. Verse 4. For Christ is the fulfillment of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the Torah, that the man which practices those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, or belief, speaks on this wise, Say not in your heart, Who shall ascend up to heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or, Who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh unto you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. That is, the word of faith, meaning the belief, which we proclaim. Paul is not telling them to just believe. He is preaching allegiance to Yahweh, to the belief, and reminding them of their heritage. Verse 9, that if you shall agree with your mouth, the Prince Yeshua, and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be preserved. G4100 is a verb, believing, meaning to continue. If you believe, then your belief is in the belief, and you will follow and perform the duties and commandments that come with the belief. Verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth one agrees in deliverance. Salvation through repentance and continued righteousness, which is walking in Christ's example. Verse 11. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth, or puts his trust, in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Judean and the Greek, for the same Prince over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Prince shall be preserved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they be believing in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a proclamation? And how shall they proclaim except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah 53:1 saith, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then faith, or the belief, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. Yahweh chooses if you will hear and understand or not. Verse 18, But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Those lost Israelites were being found or preached to by Paul, not by them seeking, but by the prophecies that Yahweh will regather his people whom he cast off because of their idolatry and race mixing. See how Paul did not go and preach to the Gentiles, but to the 10 tribes that did not return to their lands after captivity and were without guidance? Verse 21, But to Israel he has said, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient, or a willful disobedient, and back-talking people. Romans 11:16, For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Jacob's children and their descendants are the holy seed. Holy means set apart. The branches here are the descendants of Judah, namely Zerah. Zerah was the twin of Phares through Tamar. Zerah's descendants left Egypt before the Exodus and went on to settle Troy and later Rome, hence the Roman Judahites whom Paul is addressing. These are the wild olives whose branches were broken off. This also includes those of the house of Israel that grew wild as well. Verse 17, And if some of the branches be broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root bears you. The captivities and exile were because of disobedience. It was a divorce. Israel was cast off and forgot their heritage, but they were still Israelites. Christ's death reconciled the children of Israel, both near and far. Verse 19, You will say then, The branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in? Correct, because of unbelief, or disobedience, they were broken off, and you stand by faith, or the belief. Be not proud, but reverent, for if Elohim spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not you. Paul was telling the Judeans and the dispersed nations that they were of the same tree, not to boast because they had the law and the others didn't. They were all of the same lump. Verse 22, Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Elohim on them which fell
severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for Elohim is able to graft them in again. Notice the word again. Only something that was once broken off can be grafted back to its original. Remember, Yahweh's law is kind after kind. Yahweh is against GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Paul is talking about the uncircumcision, those of the 12 tribes who did not experience the Exodus and giving of the law, and or those who settled elsewhere after the Assyrian invasion. It was these Israelites who settled Greece, Rome, and surrounding areas. Paul was saying to them, "You guys are of the same olive tree. You just forgot who and whose you are. Abide in Christ's example and return to the family." Verse 24. "For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the dispersed nations of Israel be come in." To know the mystery, you have to know the history. Verse 26, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob." Paul either misquotes Isaiah, or he understands that a remnant of each tribe of Israel shall be preserved. Just being an Israelite is not a guarantee. You have to be an Israelite who knows and obeys the belief. Verse 27, "For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." The reference takes us to Jeremiah 31:31. "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the uncircumcised, dispersed nations, and with the house of Judah, the circumcised, the Israelites in Judea." It doesn't say with the church, and it doesn't say with anybody else. Scripture is always specific about who. Continuing in Romans, verse 28, "As concerning the gospel, they are on your account enemies, but as concerning the choice, they are beloved for the Father's sake." Paul emphasizes that the dispersed, lost, and scattered are Israelites as well, so don't be jealous. They are your brethren. Verse 29, "For the favor and calling of Elohim are without regret. For as you in times past have not believed, or have disobeyed, Elohim, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief," or through their disobedience. Paul told the Roman Judahites that they were disobedient too. Verse 31, "Even so have these also now not believed, or have disobeyed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy." Luke 6:36, "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." Verse 32, "For Elohim has concluded them all in unbelief," or disobedience, "that he might have mercy upon all." Neither houses were righteous. The house of Judah, the circumcised, and the house of Israel, the uncircumcised. Paul, in chapter 12, explains that we are all pieces of the same body,
each with different functions. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the favor given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Elohim has dealt to every man the measure of faith or belief. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the favor that is given to us, whether interpretation of prophecy, let us interpret according to the proportion of faith, or according to the proportion of the belief, or service in the ministry, or he that is teaching in the teaching, or he that encourages on encouragement, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Romans 13:10. Love works no evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the Torah. And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our deliverance nearer than we believed. The second great commandment, love your racial brethren. Notice this is the New Testament, and Paul is still preaching the Torah. The law was not done away with. Following and living according to the Torah is having a solid foundation in the belief. Paul went through a list of things you have to do to be faithful in chapter 13. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Him that is weak in the faith, or weak in the belief, receive you, but not to doubtful disputations, or arguing of decisions. Paul is saying to lead the weak in the belief. Verse 2. For one believes that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eats herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not. And let not him which eats not judge him that eats, for Elohim has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be held up, for Elohim is able to make him stand. Paul is proclaiming that we all do things differently. We should not judge each other's methods in life and worship, as long as it is in accordance with the way. Verse 5. One man judges one day above another. Another judges every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded, or assured, in his own mind. In those days, unless you owned or lived on a farm, you got your meat from the market in the city. The meat was considered common, thought of as defiled or profaned by the Judeans, those that knew and practiced the law. Most of this meat was sacrificed to gods. Paul is against the sacrifices to idols and would rather the people not have fellowship together. But if you needed to buy meat, just buy it, take it home and pray over it, and eat it. These verses are not teaching that it's okay to eat pork and other unclean animals. If Christ's death cleansed the unclean animals, then why are they still the scavengers and bottom feeders? Did Christ also cleanse dead and dirty things? I think not.
the garbage disposers are still just that, unclean. Verse 13, let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded, or agree, by the Prince Yeshua, that there is nothing unclean, or common, or profane, of itself, but to him that regards anything to be unclean, common, or profane, to him it is unclean. But if your brother be grieved with your food, now walk you not charitably. Ruin not him with your food, for whom Christ died. Again, not talking about unclean animals, rather profaned or common food sacrificed to idols. Verse 22. Do you have faith or belief? Have it concerning yourself before Elohim. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he himself approves. Don't be a hypocrite. And he that makes a distinction is condemned if he eats, because he eats not of faith or belief. For whatsoever is not of faith or out of belief is sin. Romans 15:13. Now the Elohim of expectation fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in expectation through the power of the Holy Spirit. The expectation is from knowing your heritage and what you can expect if you follow the belief and seek Christ. Verse 14, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to reprove one another. The churches teach that we are not supposed to judge. This last verse teaches that we are to reprove one another according to the belief. Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Yeshua Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. The identity of the children of Israel is the mystery. Back then, because of captivity and migration, and today, because of our churches. The churches teach that you are a Gentile, and that the Jews are the Israel of the Bible. No wonder nobody knows the mystery. Verse 26, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting Elohim, made known to all the nations of Jacob Israel, for the obedience of faith, or for the obedience of belief. Paul, speaking to the Israelites in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 2:4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, or the belief of you, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. Paul came as an ambassador of Yahweh, and not his own philosophy. The churches and denominations all have their own philosophy, and it is not according to the belief. 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual ones, but as unto fleshly, even as unto babes in Christ. He was speaking to them in terms that they could understand. I have fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. Even now, you are still not able. For you are yet still fleshly. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not fleshly and walk according to men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not fleshly? What then is Paul, and what is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the prince assigned to each? Apollos was an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures. Verse 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but Elohim gave the growth. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but Elohim that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with Elohim. You are Elohim's husbandry. You are Elohim's building. Paul is telling them to avoid doubtful disputations, arguments that divide, such as some favoring Paul's preaching better or Apollos' preaching better. Each person has particular gifts and abilities. When working together, all are of one. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 6. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. The Geneva has, and that before the infidels. Talking about bringing each other to court, and the corrupt courts to settle disputes. The court system today, which is run by the Jews, favors the criminal over the just. 1 Corinthians 7:12. But to the rest speak I, not the master. If any brother has a wife that is unbelieving, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And if the woman which has a husband that is not believing, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is set apart in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is set apart in the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are set apart. Verses 12 through 14 is about spouses with different beliefs. Paul is saying that as long as your spouse is not a burden to your belief, hold out hope that they may come around. Verse 15, but if the unbelieving depart, let him separate himself. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such matters, but Elohim has called us to peace. Verse 16, for what knowest you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how knowest you, O man, whether you shall save your wife? But as Elohim has distributed to every man, as Yahweh has called everyone, so let him walk, and so prescribe I in all the assemblies. Not everyone is an active believer. If Yahweh chose you to actively believe, then have peace with that.
Like a ship on troubled waters, many sail along. Mothers weep for sons and daughters and pray they will come home. For soon it will be harvest time and all the storms will pass. has. Oh, what joy I've